Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Fáilte d'Aisteachas and Glór, while schools across the country struggle to retain and recruit teachers at the moment, a consultative forum took place today between senior officials at the Department of Education and key stakeholders in education, including the teachers' unions. Michael Gillespie is General Secretary of the TUI and finished that meeting earlier this afternoon, just out of it. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
What happened today?
Well, judging by today's consultative forum on teacher supply, no new measures emerged from it. I mean, I'm a physics teacher originally, and Einstein's attributed with saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So the limited measures of, you know, the career break, job sharing are all announced again, albeit very late in October. But we're not taking, the major steps that are required to do this. Because
nothing new today. Nothing new today.
Just reiterating the problem, maybe better able to identify how bad the problem is. That, you know, we've no subs. We have, instead of having out-of-field teachers possibly in front of classes, there are classes, unfortunately, going on in schools around the country where there's no teacher in front of classes now.
I wonder if they understand in the department. I know this sounds condescending, and I don't mean it to, but I asked this question because we spoke recently with principals in this programme, and one of the questions they raised was, do they understand the scale and the urgency of the problem? What was your impression of that?
I think they do, but I think they're lost as to what to do, and I think we have to reimagine the way we recruit teachers in the country. I mean, we have to give them permanent jobs day one. We've a large cohort of teachers identified as being abroad, but we can't. We're bringing them back to part-time jobs or fixed-term jobs. Even if they come back for a deposit of a house, they have to wait 2 years to get a mortgage because they're not in permanent jobs. Permanent jobs is one thing we can do. We also realise that we now know as well that there's a lot of resignations from teaching, so we've a retention problem. So we need to get post responsibility back up and running to keep people in the job. And we've got to deal with work intensification, the ever-expanding workload, bureaucracy, the large teacher classes. Otherwise, this problem is going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So
are they the new measures that you were hoping for, Michael?
Permanent jobs
and posts of responsibility?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and some of these are cost neutral because we're paying these teachers fixed-term jobs. Why don't we just pay them to do permanent jobs? Also, we're hearing from our people that are abroad, we'll say in Dubai. They've done 5 years in Dubai. They won't get 5 years incremental credit for, you know, they won't move up the scale when they come back. Yet these have gained experience.
You must have asked that question. If they're being paid for being subs on an ongoing basis or a contract, why not give them permanent jobs? Did you ask that question?
We've asked that question. We've researched it. We can see around the country where there are schools that are offering permanent jobs, but there's an awful lot of schools who are not.
And what's the answer, Michael?
Well, the answer is we've got to now decide, what are we serious about this issue?
What I mean, and I know I keep interrupting you, but I'm intrigued as to why they're paying the money, but the staff isn't permanent. What is the answer they gave you?
Well, the answer is, we'll say they're living with circular letters that were written in austerity times when they were being very careful about what they were spending money on. Now they need to change them, and they need to change them drastically because, as I said, our teachers now, COVID, we had a little bit of a break in COVID because people weren't traveling. Now the countries that are recruiting our highly qualified, highly skilled teachers are back. They're offering them free accommodation. Mm. You know, you've heard in RTE, people from Australia giving scuba lessons to teachers. So everybody's out there looking for a diminishing number of teachers. We have a really good product. We have really good teachers, but we're not doing enough to keep them in the country.
We did ask.
We've outlined four or five things that we think could be done immediately.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are cost neutral, you say. Some of them are cost neutral,
you've outlined them there.
We did ask the Minister for Education to come on the programme this evening, but Norma Foley, we're told, is at the Education Committee and is unavailable. But they did give us a statement, Michael. I'll read you some of it. They say in excess of 1,870 primary newly qualified teachers have had their registrations finalised by the Teaching Council to date, with further applications being processed. and significant additional posts have also been allocated to the primary substitute teacher supply panels, they say. What's your response to that?
Well, that's primary school. We're post-primary. So I suppose we have the added problem in post-primary in that we have subject-specific, and we've got a absolute crisis in maths, Spanish, chemistry, physics, across a whole, and widening. So it's subject-specific for us. So even when we do get some teachers, they're out of field. So we may have a teacher even in front of a class, but they're not qualified in the subject. So it's quite specific for post-primary. And now what's happening is, for a while, their schools were kind of embarrassed to say they had a problem. Now we're hearing schools like Kilmaine and other schools saying they're admitting they've got a problem because no fault of their own, that we just can't get teachers.
So you think they're insane in the Department of Education? They keep doing the same thing and expecting something different. Is that it?
Correct. And therefore, it's time to now look at doing what we're calling for. Some of it, as I said, is cost neutral. We need to start looking at those things to bring teachers home, bring them back. We know the teachers are there because we have a very accurate registration.
Well, principals of Ireland and teachers of Ireland, give me your reaction to that. 51551. Michael Gillespie, we'll leave it there. General Secretary of TUI, Míle Buíochas.